Next case, please.
Case number 12934, John R. Matello Jr. seeks variances from the front and corner front yard setback requirements for a proposed structure, sections 115-42 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located southeast of First Street and southwest of North Drive within the Truevale Acres subdivision. The 91 address is 501 First Street in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 63.02. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and no mail return. And the applicant is seeking a 3.2-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed addition, a 3.1-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed addition. And staff added a 6.5-foot and 6.9-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback requirement for the existing non-conforming attached garage.
Okay, is the applicant present?
I'm on the wrong, I read that wrong.
Okay.
Scratch.
Hold on 1 second.
They're probably like, what is she talking about? I dropped down on the wrong line. Apology.
Yep.
These applicants are seeking a 19.8-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed deck, a 13.2-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed screen porch, a 2.4-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard setback requirement for proposed steps. We issued an administrative correction for the existing shed. It was permitted and CO'd at its location, and there was a Board of Adjustment case approved in 2006 for front and side for the mobile home, and the mobile home complies per survey.
Okay, is the applicant present? Please step forward to be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
John R. Vitale Jr., 113 Cedar Avenue, Newark, Delaware, 19711.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
You may present your case.
Good evening, Board. First of all, I'd like to thank you for giving me this opportunity. I lived in Delaware my entire life, my permanent resident being in Newark, and I've worked for Delmarva Power for 37 years, and I plan on retiring within the next year or so. Throughout my presentation, I'm going to be using the term deck slash porch, and when I do so, I'm referring to the structure that needs the variance. I purchased the house of 501 First Street in the subdivision of Truevale Acres this past September with the intent of spending summer with family and friends, enjoying the weather and the area night and day. If you're not familiar with this area, a community, it's an older community going through a lot of upgrades and changes. Trailers are being removed, houses are being renovated, and actually lots are being cleared and new structures are being built. Following along with that theme and staying with the character of the development, I myself have been doing the same with my property, redoing the inside, cleaning the lot up, clearing shrubs, trimming trees, and planning on building this deck slash porch, which brings me here today. Like in a previous case that the board has heard and which I myself attended on Monday, April 22nd, case 12925, John Mary Denny, upon purchasing their property, neither the realtor or lawyer at the settlement, or even the survey which they had done, had stated and let them know that what they considered was the side of the house, the county considered the front. As with my survey that I had done strictly at settlement, strictly for the sole purpose for this deck and porch, I too did not know that what the county considered the front of my house was actually, or what I thought was my side, and all the setbacks had been reached at this time. Other than that, the other original survey shows just like a platform that goes, which is only like 6 foot wide. As you can see, because the lot is extremely small and is a corner lot, makes it unique in itself and makes it impossible to do anything in this house without having a variance. Again, other than having that walk across deck plank that you put a grill on there and a chair, and it's basically rendered useless after that. I feel having the 30 foot of my property hide slash front that faces North Street is the only possible place for this deck slash porch. And that would still give me 10 foot from the 15 foot easement for utilities and such. I want to state that when I bought this property, it was laid out as it was, and I had nothing to do with the location of the structures or anything like that. At first, I was looking to build a 24 by 25 foot deck with a 12 foot, 20 foot, or 12 foot by 20 foot screened in porch, but I reduced it to what I consider is the minimum size adequate for usable space for family and friends, and keeping it in proportion with the house and the lot size. The deck is going to be ended up usable space of 12 by 20. Put a few chairs and a grill on there. It'll start getting a little crowded with a few people. And the screened in porch for evening, put a picnic table, TV, starts to get a little crazy or crowded there. The reason I have that little walk across or walk through that makes the porch smaller is I was wanting the screened entrance to be on the deck side and not the street side for security reasons only. As you can see, no part of the structure, even the roof of the porch, will inhibit the sight line of the intersection for vehicles. The one neighbor behind me, her only concern was that I left the tree line, just a few trees is on up actually on the front towards North Street. Keep that tree line in place, which I advise her I would. I have two letters, which I don't know if I could submit now. One being from my neighbors with support, one being the one I just mentioned, which is I guess it's lot 12. One final note, I have a well on my property, which is located on First Street side and on the opposite end of the house located near the driveway, which will not be covered by the deck slash porch, and the sewer line runs along the side of my house, which it won't be covered either. I hope I made clear all my reasons for the variance and answered any concerns you may have for granting it. If not, I'll do my best to answer any questions at this time. Thank you.
Okay, does the board have any questions?
With the way you have it, the porch set up,
mm-hmm.
and you have the steps coming out towards, I can't read.
That's First Street.
First Street.
Yeah.
Was there any thought given to putting them on North Drive and having them recessed into the actual deck itself so there's less of a variance there?
No, I haven't, but I could. I mean, I'm open to whatever. I mean, I don't know how this works. Like, if you say do that, I can do that. I haven't got any plans or anything. I submitted it, and that's when I realized I was already satisfied. But if that's a request, I can tell my builder. I just thought it would keep me – I was trying to stay far back from the setback on North Street also.
If you recess them in there, I think and for the safety thing, you know, you had said you had closed off that side.
Yes.
So you had an entrance in. I was just thinking from the same – that if you did the recess – steps into the deck on that other side
or north just Street. I have no problem with that. Yeah, I mean,
that's all mm-hmm. I have.
Sir, where do you consider the front of your home to be facing First Street
with my entrance and my driveway? Yes, which is where the cursor is now.
Okay.
In the county, when I called, they actually said North Street was the front, that side.
And your property, it appears, what's the material? Doesn't matter, but you have material on the corner as it goes around the corner.
Oh, it's just stone. It's just all stone.
Okay. Yeah. And your property line, really like these corners.
Yeah.
North Street, First Street. The it appears from the exhibit that the distance from your property line to the edge of paving on North or First Street. I'm gonna venture a guess as to what you think that would be.
15 foot from my property line. It's the 15. I thought it was the 15 foot easement that we always got working for utilities, I always thought that was. I did measure it before I came. It's 13.6 on First Street and 15 foot on North Street.
Okay.
And I was actually surprised that the First Street was only 13 something.
All right.
Because I thought the easements were always 15.
And my last question would be, is that if your request is approved on the corner, do you see any potential blocking or vision issues if you were coming on North Street and planning to turn onto First Street?
Nah, and actually, it's a deck which would be open, and the only really solid structure would be the roof, and that's actually going to be back past those trees, which are more of a slight obstruction than that porch would be. Because, like I said, the porch would only come out 17 feet, and I think on the Google Maps, like the trees that the neighbor was worried about is actually, you see how far out they are? My addition won't go past that shadow. So I don't see anywhere that... Yeah, my addition won't go past that tree.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've got a lot of questions.
Okay.
First off, you should know that the front yard setback is 30 feet and the corner front yard setback is 15 feet. So when the county has said that the North Street, North Drive is the front yard,
okay,
and that First Street is the corner front yard, that was to your benefit because that enabled you to be able to have a much larger building envelope than it would be if the front yard was considered First Street.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, your structure would have to be 30 feet from First Street.
Okay.
And that being the longer thing.
I got you. I see what you're saying.
When I look at what you've presented here, I see a significant amount of this property that is developed, as either developed or proposed to be developed. Where would you be able to park a car on your property? Not on that easement area, but on your property if you were to develop this?
I would think all along First Street.
Okay, so you've got about 15 feet there.
Right.
And it would have to probably be parallel, I'm guessing. Because otherwise your car is going to about hit your house.
Well, I do have a driveway, and you're saying I don't know how long
the car aerial is. Photos that we've got,
okay,
show the significant amount of your driveway not on your property.
The driveway's not on my property? Oh, I see what you're saying, because of the easement. I see what you're saying.
That's not your property.
Okay, yeah, I got
that's
you.
Part of the road.
No, I got you. I see what you're saying right there.
So while there is a large gap there, what we're looking at here is by putting this deck and porch where you're proposing to put it,
mm-hmm,
you're effectively eliminating, as I see it, a larger part of it where you could have off-street parking for your property.
Well, I mean, I bought the house the way it was.
Sure, I understand that.
And I'm just saying, I see what you're saying. With the layout, they basically sold you a house that you couldn't even park in the driveway. Because that property line, my driveway, the cars are always going to stick out past my property.
Well, if you parked on the North Drive side, there would appear to be room. There's 30 feet from your deck to the road there, is there not?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's where you're looking to add this addition.
Right, but I was just assuming that the driveway was there for a driveway. Again, like I said, I know, but when I bought the house, you know what I'm saying? I got a driveway here.
You didn't build the house, and that's clear from the record.
But I know what you're saying, and I can't answer. You're right, I would take it away.
One of the things that we have to look at, and there's five standards that have to be met. If you don't meet on any one of them, it's the board has to deny it. One of them is that it's not being created by you. Two, that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And another one is that it's the minimum variance to afford relief. So in other words, if you can do with less, you're required to do that if you even need a variance at all. Those are very kind of strict standards that we have. And from what I've heard from you is you could recess the the steps, so that would eliminate the need for an additional variance there. But I don't know that I've heard anything that, and perhaps, and this is certainly for the board to decide, about how this is, why this is needed. Why is this necessary for you to be able to reasonably use the property?
Again, like I stated, I bought it as a summer home, spend weekends and summer outside and on a deck, and you see what's there now. It's, I mean, it's a 6-foot platform is the way I look at it.
If your neighbors were to put a similar structure in similar locations on their property, do you believe that that would create a parking issue in the neighborhood potentially?
I mean, with the easements that is the stone, I mean, people are going to park there. I feel anyway. I mean, it's not our properties, but I mean, what I have now is people pull up First Street and they just pull up on the gravel.
Are there any other neighbors along North Drive that have structures within 10 feet of the property line that you're aware of?
That I'm aware of? I'm not sure. I know on Munchie Branch Road, I've come down and I've seen this corner house that, I mean, the steps are right on the side of the road, almost, I'm sorry, excuse me.
How far is that from your property?
It's Munchie, it's, I don't know, a quarter mile around. It's the main road that takes me back into Gervail.
But States. Not in Truvale?
Not in Truvale.
Okay. Is there any HOA that approval that you need?
No, I thought I mentioned that.
Okay, if you did, I didn't catch it. No, that's okay.
I looked for that too.
All right.
I mean, like the neighbor at like lot 100, there's not even any driveway for that house. And I guess he would just pull up on the property.
I see you have a patio on the south side of the property.
Yeah, I'm getting rid of that.
Okay. Is that ground level?
Yeah, it's papers. Okay. The lady put and she had
a pool. Would a ground level deck area, a ground level patio in that area that you're looking to have the deck not work for you? Why has it got to be a deck?
Well, part of the reason was I wanted to bring it up so I could come out at a slider, and okay, without having steps off the slide. Two, I was actually going to, my uncle had a house down there and they actually used part of the deck as a stores. They had
store
the closing part, and they hinged it with plastic, and we put our boogie boards. And it was just added storage space because I have no attic. I don't know why. It's a modular, and then that shed that is about as all storage I have. Okay. So I was hoping to use that as kind of like a storage space underneath it. So I kind of told my builder, if you get to the slider, you can walk out without stepping down. And then I had like a 3-foot, like, crawl space underneath it, which would be closed in, but I told him like that hinges spot so I could get underneath there and put stuff.
All right, I don't have any questions at this time, but I don't know if the board has any additional for you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
You might have hinted at this, but I just want to clarify. Is there any, what you're considering to build, would this be, have you seen anything like this in the community?
Yeah. It's, and like I said, I did a crude drawing, but basically I want just a standard deck with a post and rail, like a post fence around it, and on the deck, just the A-frame to match the roof line from the slider, half the size, so I have a little screen in so I can enjoy the night.
Okay.
And then.
Let me go one further. On a corner like you are. Is there any?
Actually, that, I think it's up right there, 32. That little bump out roof is that's a deck screened in. That's a screened in porch right there. And he's kind of angled, but obviously his lot's a lot bigger.
Like a double lot, maybe?
Yeah, I guess. And if you scroll back towards my corner, where that white, where the boat is, that where the one at 01, that bump out is actually a screened in porch also. On a corner lot that's obviously a bigger lot. That's why I'm saying my lot's so small, I can't do anything without a variance.
And those are also double lots? That's an also looks like a double lot to me.
I guess.
6301.
But you can see what, like, other stuff on the, I was trying to make it a little bit, like, modernize and upgrade. You got some stuff on the right there that looks, but if you go on the other side, there's been new houses being built. And my hope and plans and going along with this is that this neighborhood is going to be, it's so old, it's going to start making a little turnover and start upgrading and modernizing, hopefully being nicer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, you can take a seat for a second.
Thank you.
Oh, hold on one second.
One thing out for the board. I think Ms. Norwood noted that there have been variances previously granted on this property. I will note that those were granted prior to the enactment of the small lot ordinance that reduced some of the side yard and rear yard setbacks. So I just wanted to point that out for the record.
And we do have one variance on the rear shed, right?
That's right. Or which one do we have it on?
The shed was the administrative correction. There was a permit and a CO issued by the county for that.
Yeah, and the home received variances in 2006 for the placement of the home.
So there is no variance necessary for the shed. It's taken care of?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, that one's fine. It's the and the existing deck that's currently there would not need a variance because it's I strike that. I think it probably would have. I'm not sure the distance there, but was that part of the original one? Do you know, Ms. Norwood?
It's a 6-foot deck, so it would be 24 and 2 inches there.
Correct, but an open deck's allowed to extend 5 feet. That would have extended 6 feet. So
I'm
okay, not sure
gotcha. So yeah, again, it's the way it was when I bought it.
Okay, you may take a seat for a second.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Any further questions from the board? Okay, at this time we will close the public hearing for case number 12934. Is there a motion for case number 12934?
Mr. Chair, I move that we deny case 12934. I believe that the exceptional practical difficulty is being created by the applicant.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Dr. Carson, second by Mr. Williamson. Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reason stated.
And I too. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 12934 has been declined.